This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on this Armed Forces weekend, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center drivers going from the bulk mail center to the post offices, getting the mail there to be delivered to your dooryard today, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel all around the countryside, because you got to have go juice to get going anywhere, right? You can't quite pedal that moped fast enough to go very far if you want to go somewhere. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Truth Social, as at Captain's America, as well as Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go on over there, check it out, see what we have to offer, and I think you'll like what you see. All righty, on the telephone line we have got, from the state of Michigan, I'm going to ask him about something here in a minute. It's Ron Edwards, known as Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, we're going to say the pledge real quick, and then I got to ask you about this tornado. You ready?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Gaylord, Michigan is how far away from you?
Oh, man, Gaylord. Gaylord is cheaper.
A couple hundred miles?
It's a little further than that. I would say maybe about 300 or so.
All right, they had a killer tornado come through there yesterday afternoon, and just before 4 o'clock, cold air met warm air, and that of course resulted in this horrible tornado. The town looks like a bomb hit it. 4,200 people, and most of the buildings have been flattened or leveled, or the roofs are gone, or something of that nature. I was looking at a Culver's restaurant that was somewhere in the middle of town, and it is just merely in a pile.
I'm looking at that picture as you're speaking. Not only that, but you're looking at very much of that town. Looks just like it was chewed up. It's horrible stuff, Captain. Never seen anything like this this time of the year. It's kind of early, I would think,
for a
tornado in upper Michigan.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. This is a devastating one. Killed, as you mentioned, 44 have been injured, and the destruction, the devil is going to be going up there, hopefully by Monday.
Yeah, they got some people missing, too. Now, listen, I want to cut right to the chase here, because this is big news. The Durham trial yesterday with Sussman, they had this this lackey, Hillary Clinton's guy, Robbie Mook, testified yesterday, and he threw Hillary under the bus. Lackey testified saying that she, meaning Hillary Clinton, had signed off on pushing the fake Alpha Bank story. And there's more to it, but this is amazing.
And he also mentioned that he discussed whether to give the information to a reporter with senior campaign officials, including campaign chairman Big John Podesta. You remember that guy. Senior policy advisor, now White House National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan,
yep.
Another guy we hear a lot about now, and Communications Director Jennifer Palmieri.
Yep.
And he said he discussed it with Hillary as well. So
she gave the go-ahead. She actually signed off, gave the go-ahead.
He said, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And she agreed with that. Mook testified, directly linking Mrs. Clinton to the Alpha Bank story for what? Keep saying Mook. I believe it's the first time.
Well, it is.
Story during the 2016 election, including on social media, she did so while pretending she had gotten the news from the media and not her campaign.
Right.
Now, we know that is a bald-faced lie.
Exactly. And Sussman, of course, is the current fall guy, but he clearly didn't act it alone, and Durham is going to prove that. And if he does secure a conviction regarding this case, there's several more people in line that are going to be part of a conspiracy, possibly Hillary Clinton, but for what, I don't know. Now, Sussman is the first shoe to drop because he's the closest link to the FBI, and now you can expect Durham to start working backwards and going after other people, and I believe he's going to pile up some bodies, so to speak.
I think it's shame, Captain. But even though this is something she agreed with, it was her campaign, the whole nine yards, and I usually say the buck stops with the person in charge, the head man in charge, still they say that they're very skeptical that Clinton will ever be touched because Washington elites are never touched.
Nope. And this is going to be the wall of insulation that we all know she's got. They're all going to have to buckle, every one of them, or it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out.
All right.
I hear the music.
All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we've got an Edwards notebook as well as some more great information for you. We're going to be talking about the 51 Intel guys that signed that letter back in the day against the Hunter Biden laptop thing. Remember that? We're going to get into that. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It seems the federal government has added the Amish to its very long list of Americans to persecute. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, Amish farmer Amos Miller faces a $250,000 fine, possible jail time, and could soon lose his sustainable farm, not for cheating customers, not for producing bad food, but for simply processing his own meat for his private food club members that is grass-fed and not treated with the unhealthy chemical preservatives required by all USDA-approved processing plants. Amos Miller said that he is being persecuted by the federal government for practicing his religious freedom to raise and prepare food to be prepared in accordance with nature. Miller practices rotational farming on his small, holistically managed century-old farm in Verdenham, Pennsylvania. Farmer Miller serves around 4,000 customers from around the country. Fresh meats, eggs, and dairy products that are not chemically treated with harsh, unhealthy preservatives or estrogen. It's ironic that nations like Israel and others throughout Europe do not allow harmful chemicals in their meat and dairy products. But yet, here, in the land of the free and home of the brave, the government is forcing harmful chemicals upon those who desire to eat healthy. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, see, I keep hearing that new voice of America stuff, and that reminds me of my teenage days, because that thing is as old as that. So now he's gained a few years, so now he's the statured voice of America. There you go. Now, this portion of the program and Ron Edwards' notebook is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, I have a Tervis tumbler right here beside me. Of course, these are made right down just south of me in Sarasota County. And I'm going to take a little sip of what's in it because, delicious. It happens to be iced coffee from Constitutional Grounds. And if you really want to try something that doesn't have all the acidity in it, because a lot of coffee will bother people because it upsets their stomach because of the acidity level. This isn't going to happen. And I'll tell you this much, and Ron will agree, constitutional grounds is the coffee
you want in your cup.
And it's in mine. It's in mine. Okay. Back to the flow here. Ted Cruz is providing a helpful translation after Nina Jankowicz trotted out the victim card. Of course, she was the the czar, if you will, of all that misinformation that we were going to get when she was the queen of the misinformation circuit.
Oh, man. You know, when they first developed that little farce, I couldn't help but laugh, and I had a suspicion that it was going to collapse. Key in the Republican campaign to get the truth out regarding what that so-called board was really all about was exposing the executive director of Biden's Ministry of Truth, Nina Jankowicz, a liberal, I'll call her a leftist fruitcake, whose disturbing history of advocating for heavy-handed censorship of conservatives and Christians has been well-documented here and elsewhere. And I believe that's what this so-called truth organization was about putting a kibosh on information that they disagreed with, not necessarily was untrue.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, because they're the leaders of the misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So, it was something that, it was just too foolish on the surface. I mean, it was just a joke. And at least they had enough intelligence to put the kibosh on it for now.
Yeah, now we talked briefly about Nancy Pelosi in hour number one. And all I can add to it is the Archbishop in San Francisco, her home diocese, says that it's a grave sin what she's doing when it comes to her pro-choice policies. Apparently she gets away with it in D.C., but not at her home area.
Well, the thing is, it's funny that they call it pro-choice, because everyone is choosing whether you're choosing life or choosing death via abortion. But in a letter Aunt Nancy Pelosi released yesterday afternoon, the Archbishop wrote that he had informed the California Democrat that should you not publicly repudiate your advocacy for abortion or else refrain from referring to your Catholic faith in public and receiving Holy Communion, I would have no choice but to make a declaration in keeping with Canon 915 that you are not to be admitted to Holy Communion. And that's good that he did that. I'm in agreement with him. However, Captain, that's just one person in one location.
Right.
You know and I know that there are many leftist-leaning churches that will gladly send her a barrel of communion material.
Yeah, holy water, because she actually took communion in Washington, D.C. I remember it.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I appreciate him. May God honor him, but you know, there's always a way around. So there it is.
Now, we talked a little bit, and we're going to talk some more, about the shortage of paper for the voting machines, because some of the jurisdictions around the country are scrambling right now because they don't have the right kind of paper, which just isn't printing paper, to print the ballots that they put in these machines. It takes a special kind of paper, and for lack of better words, it's almost like a piece of light cardboard that they stick in there, because it's got to be rigid.
Yeah. Well, Captain, you know, the envelope printers and vendors began seeing those issues late last year, and they started asking the election official customers to get their orders in early, which they did. Most of them did. And they thought that they would be filled by March of this year, but they're not being filled so far. And if they're not heading towards the election, it could be a big heap-on problem.
Yeah.
Coming up. Looks like we have to go back to old-fashioned ballots, which is something I wouldn't mind anyway.
But no. No, I'm all for that if they want to do that. But again, you know, the ballots, that can they can do on a piece of paper and fold them in half and they put them in the box.
Yep.
But still, that's not what our systems are designed for right now. Okay, listen, we had some really good news in Florida last night about our election system. At least for the governor, it was good news. We had to do some reapportionment, which is what they do every 10 years, based on the census, and we talked about that briefly, about how Florida should have gotten another seat but didn't. But a Florida appeals court last night ordered the reinstatement of the congressional map, which was originally signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So now it's back on the table after being off, being on, being off, being on.
I think there's going to be an appeal, but, you know, I'm glad to... They got the ruling in their favor right now, and it's ruling the appeals court wrote, based on the preliminary review, the court has determined that there is a likelihood that the temporary injunction is unlawful because by awarding a preliminary remedy to the appellees, on their claim, the order frustrated the status quo rather than preserved it. And I think it's a normal procedure that the governor and the legislative body works together, and they sign such apparatus every election cycle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
but when they do the census, that's when you get your new districts.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because of population shifts and changes and things of that nature.
It's done every 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And but whatever the Democrats don't want, they freak out and they try to block it. So I'm glad they were overridden this time.
Yeah, because the Democrats, they basically got one of their districts that was almost totally Democrat. It was the 12th district, which has been redistricted and made more equal in terms of representation. So they're all upset about that. Well, we're losing a district. No, you're not losing a district. You're getting a fair district.
Yeah, they're saying here, Democrat Representative Al Lawson says that the new congressional district map that DeSantis approved eliminates a historically black congressional district that stretches from Jacksonville to Tallahassee.
Yeah, and you should have seen that district. It was like literally you went down a two-lane road down the middle of the road, and if you were on the right side of it, you had a vote. If you're on the left side of it, you voted another district. That's how stupid it was.
Okay, good, good, good.
It was really a badly drawn district.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good that they straightened that mess out. And
we also had, by the way, a congressional representative there that went to jail.
Okay.
That she absconded with funds and committed fraud. But anyway, that's the district. So you want to keep that one going? I don't think so.
Nope.
All right, listen.
Okay.
Here comes the music.
I hear the music.
Yeah, you hear the music, and we will talk to you next week. Have yourself a great day, and stay low.
Have a great weekend, sir.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, with more to Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we roll across the radio airwaves.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it just keeps going up.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times to keep illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. Wall Street ending the week nearly unchanged as the Dow gained 8 points. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. You write to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and his MySlipper.com website. Now, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow either. Now Mike's done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Now, I've got a pair, and I got another one on the way. I thought I might get them yesterday, but I didn't. Apparently, they're coming today. But I've got another pair of the My Slippers coming. And let me tell you something. You will, for a limited time, save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Now, this is the blowout sale of the year. It won't last long, so you need to order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. And the My Slippers are designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. Now, they're made with the My Pillow foam and impact gel to help protect fatigue. And it's like wearing a pair of sneakers out there because you don't even know you got them on. They're so comfortable. And I've got the slip-ons now that I've got to go along with the regular ones. So when they get here, then I'll have both pair. But they're made with quality leather suede, too. So it almost looks like you're wearing a pair of loafers. Feels like it, too, to a certain degree. Now, all you got to do is call 800-641 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN when you do, or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square that's right there, and once again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, this offer is not going to last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. Their phone number again, 800-641-5459. All right. Back to the telephone line and back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thanks for sticking around and coming on back. We appreciate you because we still have a lot of ground to cover.
We sure do. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yeah, here we go. Now, the White House condemned the legislation approved by Oklahoma State Legislature this week that was signed by the governor that will literally ban all abortions in Oklahoma. Now, except for the life of the mother on certain circumstances, and I have no problem with that at all. I think if you're going to go dramatic, you might as well go dramatic, right?
Well, it certainly sounds like the most restrictive that we've heard about.
The most I've heard about.
Yes, that we've ever heard for quite some time. And in light of the Roe v. Wade, perhaps impending decision, we'll know when it actually comes down, if it agrees with what the draft was. Yes, I think in the light of all that, this is why this has become such a hot-button issue like we've never seen.
And then Mama Vice President Kamala Harris stands up there at the mic. And she says, think about that for a second, from the moment of fertilization.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it really is interesting to see how, you know, the reactions are, especially from you know, the vice president in this case. Because, you know, what is she talking about? Is she talking about a scientific idea? Is she talking about a political idea?
I don't think she knows.
Well, exactly. I mean, but I guess, you know, if you would try to determine what we're talking about or what she's talking about, really, I should say, you know, if you have a fertilized egg, not to get too graphic with the whole thing, but if you have a fertilization occur, is that a human being? In other words, what does she say that it is? I'd be interested to know, but obviously she's using that as a springboard because she's talking about the protective act that she presided over in the Senate and this kind of thing, and trying to make hay out of this political issue. But when she starts talking like that, you know, I'd be interested if she would really define what she's actually saying.
Yeah, well, someday when we have time.
I don't know if she will, though. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing, because they realize it's a political thing to them. Mm-hmm. They think this is a springboard issue to help them with inflation, mm-hmm. to help them with foreign policy, all that stuff. They are pleased as punch that they can talk about this instead of all the failures they've been doing.
Here's the springboard issue right here. Tucker Carlson said Joe Biden plans to surrender U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization. Now, Biden is going to give the World Health Organization the power to deploy proactive countermeasures against misinformation and social media attacks by taking control in the event that we have another pandemic over here, taking control of the situation and the information that would be given out. And to me, that's absolutely wrong. We don't ever want to relinquish any control of anything to anybody.
Captain, some people with political power realize that the best thing ever to them was the ability to say it's a public health crisis and you have to do what we say, and we circumvent any of your rights, we circumvent your constitution, we circumvent your laws, we circumvent your everything about what makes you a sovereign nation, because we're the pandemic people. And this is very scary, and Tucker did a great job outlining all these different things, because you can't simply have some sort of international organization that will literally have dictatorial power. Yes, I said dictatorial power over you, because they get to define what the emergency is. They get to define what a public health crisis is. They get to define what a pandemic is. And if I recall correctly, they can define when it's over.
Yep.
And, Captain, we had these, I mean, from counties and cities and states and the federal government, all the stuff about COVID where they could just literally make it up as they went along. And you had to do it because it had the force of law.
Yep.
Imagine that on a global scale by one organization.
Now, Steve Scalise yesterday said, It's anybody is going to be sued for price gouging. This was brought up in the House of Representatives yesterday about suing the oil companies for price gouging. It should be the gouger-in-chief, namely Joe Biden, who caused the record gas prices we now have to begin with.
Well, but aren't they, you know, saying that, no, Joe Biden didn't do anything. How could he possibly have done anything to make gas prices go up? And, you know, this is becoming a laughable thing. To try to see some of the far left, especially on television, try to make you believe that he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, I think, has finally lost her mind. She's given high praise to Joe Biden for the great job he's been doing as president. She criticized him for nothing that we know that he was responsible for.
Well, you know, she's either one of two things is happening. She really believes that, or she's just lying through her teeth, because right now this is what the politics call for.
Lying through her teeth would be my choice.
Yeah, I think so. They just want to get through November. They know it's going to be bad, and they believe they're just going to regroup after November. They're probably going to lose the House and the Senate, depending. You know, we don't know what's going to happen over the summer.
No.
But if they can regroup, they're going to look for some new opportunities, let's say.
Now, a poll that was published by the Associated Press on NORC Center for Public Research shows that 39% of adults in the United States approve of Biden's performance as president. Overall, about 2 in 10 adults say the U.S. is headed in the right direction or the economy is good. Both are down from 3 in 10 a month earlier. Now, those drops are very concerning and concentrated amongst the Democrats, because with just 33% within the party saying the country is headed in the right direction, down from 49% in April, Biden's overall approval amongst the Democrats currently sits at 73%, which represents a drop from the 82% in the same poll last year.
Well, that's right. You know, the fact that this is a cascade failure of poll numbers and a cascade failure of confidence is just off the charts. I can't imagine, Captain, if this was a Republican president who was having this kind of precipitous fall all the time for everything, can you imagine what the mainstream media would be saying and doing? They've tried to prop him up, but they'll get to the point where they won't want to do it.
Then there's Elon Musk, who's putting Twitter on the spot over Clinton's 2016 tweet, claiming that the Trump-Russia link was actually legitimate and that the FBI and all that needed to investigate it. And now we know that none of that was true. None.
Right. Now, normally that would probably just be suppressed, but because it's Elon Musk, I think more and more people are going to hear about this. And what it's going to do, it is going to tweak them to say, okay, well, what happened? You know, this is almost, you almost say it's the beginning of the end for the whole Hillary Russia thing. You know, I think she'll
that's been really gone for a long time.
Well, but I mean, in terms of really tarnishing her, even as a comeback candidate somehow, because this is going to this is going to resonate with a lot of people.
It makes you wonder what the Democrats are going to do to their own now that we've got Mr. Mook came out and threw Hillary under the bus, and that there's more coming.
He could be a trendsetter.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Go anywhere. It'll be right around the corner with us here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
American girls, American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army, we lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Help a Sam put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking his fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.
That's Toby Keith, brought to you by the courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I'll tell you what, Kyle, I can't wait for November. I can't wait for November. We've got to get this job done. We've got to roust the country. Everybody's got to do their part, and you got to get the hell out there and vote. It doesn't happen if you don't vote.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely.
All right, take it away with the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. Our friends in Denver tonight, of course, still they've got a lot of rain, a lot of snow around you. Right now, looks like it's reading just as cloudy, but there is a freeze warning there. It's 32 degrees, by the way. But we're still seeing on the radar map, we're still seeing sleet all through the Denver metro area. And as you head down I-25, that's going to turn into snow around Castle Rock, Woodmore. By the time you get to Fountain, you're still going to be back in sleet, Pueblo, sleet and rain. Get the idea. There's still a lot of snow west of I-25. Down in Telluride, by the way, they still got snow there. Looks like Montrose cleared out. Last hour, we had the rain and sleet around that area as well. But we definitely are looking at what's happening right now. But over Sunday and Monday, maybe clearing up a little bit. But back on Tuesday, looks like you got rain, our listeners in Denver there. Also tonight, of course, we do have some freeze warnings to tell you about. This is going to be in the Idaho Falls area, Rexburg, West Yellowstone's clocking in at very low temperatures tonight. Pocatello, Idaho, also freeze warning there. And you've also got a freeze warning near Salt Lake City and then down near Cedar City. This is on Interstate 15. So if you're heading through there, definitely got a hard freeze warning going on there. And, of course, we also still have, Captain, that big wildfire burning in New Mexico, consuming right now, they estimate, about 400,000 acres.
Now, we do have a freeze warning about halfway across North Dakota tonight, about halfway across South Dakota, too, northwestern corner of Nebraska, and down there in Kansas, northwestern corner, you got a frost advisory. We do have the flooding conditions back on I-29 on the North Dakota side, all the way from the Canadian border on down to Fargo, so be advised there. Upper peninsula of Minnesota tonight, upper part of Minnesota. You've got west of Duluth, you've got flood warnings there. You've got some flooding going on just north of the Twin Cities tonight. Upper peninsula of Michigan, you do have some flooding areas there. In between the lakes right now, it looks like as if we've got an area where we've got some coastal flooding in there, so be advised of that. And then moving over to the East Coast, it's going to be really warm. New York, Hudson Valley, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Long Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, and the ocean side of New Hampshire, going to be some really warm temperatures. Got some fog tonight. Long Island, down the coastline of Jersey, down in the Chesapeake Bay area, over there towards Philadelphia and out west of Philadelphia on the Turnpike. Got some fog through there, too. Got some fog in the central part of North Carolina. Some fog in the mountains up by I-85 up I-85 from the North Georgia area all the way up into the southern part of Virginia. Got some fog along the Norfolk area as well. And might have a little bit of weather, looks like, over in the Gulf from about Lafayette, Louisiana, all the way across on down to Brownsville. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then tell us about your show. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Captain. Don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trekker Highway and Byway Report. Stop on over, pull on in, but also you can find where the nearest location is simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. You can join the rewards program there. All that is available at pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at Pilot, pardon me, you can find me
pilotshow.com.
That's right. I may show up at a Pilot or Flying J as well.
Yeah, so here I am. I'm Kyle, the traveling Kyle.
All right,
we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, and we appreciate him, the professor of politics. Okay, upstairs we go to the top button, and this is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What on earth is going on in America today? I just saw Biden give a speech. Big deal, so what? He's in South Korea. But Nancy Pelosi can't receive Holy Communion from her church in San Francisco over her pro-choice advocacy, and the Archbishop called it a grave sin. And I do know that when she was in D.C., she was able to get communion from somebody over there.
Yeah, the Archbishop of San Francisco, I think, sent a letter to her. So I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the church is taking a stand. I found the church often is a little feeble when it comes to their own doctrine and enforcing it. As for Pelosi taking communion in Washington, I can't speak to that. I don't even know that she necessarily goes to church when she's in on Sundays in D.C. because she generally flies home every weekend or flies someplace.
Well, she was somewhere where she was given Holy Communion, and it was in Washington, D.C., and I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a funeral or something. I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we're going to tease what we're going to do when we come back because we got about 30 seconds to do this. John Durham is just really racking it up. And we're going to get into the Hillary Clinton details. We're going to get into Mr. Mook and Mookie Mook and what he had to do yesterday, say, and how this is involving a whole bunch of other people. This is too good to be true, what's happening right now. What do you think?
Well, I we can talk about it on the other side.
We will.
For the break. Yeah. But, I think Durham was a little craftier than I think some people were giving him credit for.
Well, this is in the process of bringing down a whole bunch of people backwards. Backwards is what it looks like is going to happen. But anyway, it is what it is. Here comes the music. I can hear it right now, so hold on. Folks, Denise and I will be back on the other side of the news, top of the hour news here. Don't go anywhere. We got another full hour coming of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Happy to have you aboard. If you want to have our show played in your area and it's not being played, tell them to go to GCN. They'll get it all fixed up for them. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.